Ah, summertime in the Pacific Northwest. The days are long, the nights are cool, and young lovers meet in the garden for pruning.
Everything needs to be trimmed back, and she will not let me trim anything back, and it drives me crazy.
Well, I just think that he needs to learn how to prune things, and neither one of us know how to prune things, and because we put 500 plants in our backyard, we need some help.
Can this marriage be saved? As this couple hovers on the brink of organic distress, we go out now to our mediator of mulch, the Dr. Ruth of the rhododendron, the doyen of dirt, our own Ketzel Levine, who joins us from her own well-pruned garden, solitarily pruned garden, although we don't really know that, in Portland, Oregon. Ketz, thanks for being back with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. How are you, Scott?
I'm just fine, thank you. These guys are Bob and Carrie.
Bob and Carrie Workmeister, my neighbors.
Now, do they have a real problem or is it all in the mind?
No, I'd say that they have a real problem. I'd say problem number one, Bob and Carrie truly have overplanted their garden. But problem number two, Scott, is that Bob and Carrie essentially prefer different styles of gardens. Bob likes to have things with definition and clarity, and Carrie prefers a wilder and more natural look. In some ways, you could argue that their tastes are diametrically opposed.
Did this issue come to a head over anything specific?
You know, it appears that this issue has been coming to a head for a long time, before I even met them. And I stopped by the garden to talk with them just the other day. Let me play you a piece of tape that better explains what's going on over there.
The ceanothus is my baby. I love it. I can't believe such a beautiful plant. So he bought this $5 hedge trimmer with a AAA battery in it and trimmed it up nice and round. I don't want to see that happen again because now it's regained its shape.
Well, the obvious question is, why aren't you doing it?
Bingo. I think that's the hardest part. Actually doing something with the plant, making the decision, trimming them. And I have a really hard part with that.
Is she trying to avoid doing the hard but necessary thing, Ketzel?
In a way, she is. I mean, the hard and necessary thing is taking control of the plants in the garden and not the other way around. She has two choices. I mean, either that, or she has to plant ahead and buy plants that will never get bigger than the space she's put them in. And let me tell you, Scott, that is preposterous. So what we're left with is choice number one, taking control of the garden. And Carrie can do that by editing, okay? And what I mean by editing is that whether it's pruning or whether it's moving plants or removing plants, gardening is really a continual process of editing.
Mm. So, Dr. Ketzel, you gave them advice?
I did, and it helped to a degree, but as you'll hear, we ran into a little trouble with Bob's pruning of the red twig dogwood.
Apparently there were tears when she got home.
Honest.
I just didn't realize that he was going to go to town. And so I walked out here, and then I saw that.
Let me put you in a difficult position. I mean, as a so-called objective, or at least outside observer, how much did he go to town? I mean, was that droopy dogwood that bad?
We don't have to worry about taking sides here. He whacked the plant. What he left were, in fact, stubs. Dogwood stubs.
So listen, pruning, what to plant. I mean, there are all kinds of pitfalls to a relationship in a garden, aren't there?
Yeah, and you know, it's not simply about pruning. It's about gardening as a couple. And when both people in a couple want to garden, you have to expect conflict and, of course, compromise. Now, I have talked with a bunch of couples to see how they deal with gardening together. You know, some split up the garden. He does the vegetables, she does the flowers. I know others that split up the gardens and one takes the front and one takes the back. Then there are the really lucky couples. And in my opinion, those are the ones where one's a gardener and the other's a grunt. And that's my idea of heaven. I'm looking for a grunt.
Ketzel, I hope you find your own Mr. Green Jeans. All right, Ketz, nice talking to you again. Take care.
You too, Scott. Be well.
Ketzel Levine, the doyen of dirt, speaking with us from her garden in Portland, Oregon.